This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, we're seeing a mixed bag this morning. Corn and wheat struggling a little bit while beans are getting a little bit of a bounce here this morning. I think the intent of the trade right now is just to try to get squared up ahead of the prospective planning and quarterly stocks report on Monday at 11 o'clock. That's really where all the grain attention is being paid right now. And the anticipation of a large corn number has been putting pressure on this market to where we got within a nickel of the March 4th low, which was the low we made after the tariff announcement, after a steep slide lower in the front month corn. So getting near support, at least the first level support here at 442.5 basis the May contract, I think if we can hold above that level coming into the report on Monday, that would probably be viewed as a victory. We'll just have to see what happens on that front. Soybeans have the opposite story, but the trade has not been treating the market as such. You know, if you're going to see a huge increase in corn acreage versus last year, which anticipations right now are for about a 4 million acre increase, you're going to be stealing some land away from the soybeans. And the trade just hasn't really been paying attention. Now, finally, we're starting to see some kind of reaction that maybe resembles the idea that they're going to start buying these beans based on a reduced acreage number, possibly an 80 to an 81 million there would definitely be supportive. But we are also starting to hear rumblings about biofuel deals needing to be made and sooner than later in the next phase of their biofuel agreement here domestically.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
May corn down 2 cents at 449.25. May soybeans up 9.25 at 1010.25. May soybean meal down $1.40 at 292.20. May soybean oil up $1.42 at 44.06. Chicago wheat down 2.5 at 532.75. Minneapolis wheat up 2.5 at 587.75. Kansas City hard red wheat up 0.5 cent at 565.5. On the Merck, April live cattle down 45 cents at 206.62. April feeder cattle down 72 cents at 285.15. April lean hogs down $1.07 at 86.47. April pork cutout up 97 cents at 98.07. Class 3 milk unchanged at 17.08. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.